Well, as most in livestock production know, USDA has scrapped the National Animal Identification System and is currently working on a new system that will be administered by individual states and tribal nations. So due to this, some feel the premise registration process is over. But Dr. Carter Black, Georgia State veterinarian, said that's not the case.
We'll continue to register premises. The premises may be registered on the standardized premise allocator, or we will set up a premise ID system that will be held within Georgia. If a producer is using the 840 tags, though, they will have to have a premise that's registered on the standard premise ID system.
Dr. Black said it looks like the new Animal Disease Traceability Program will deal mainly with interstate livestock movement.
That will include slaughter cattle, breeding cattle, as well as our feeder calves that are going to market, to feedlots and that kind of markets. Those animals, we're going to be required to have some type of permanent ID on them, and it'll have to be permanent, unique identification. We may revert back to using some of the old brucellosis technology and using the metal ear tag, but those will be part of the program.
And he said they are working to get all this together as more meetings concerning the Animal Disease Traceability System are being scheduled around the country.
We've been working on our cooperative agreement. The money's a great deal less than what it had been in the past, but we're going to try to make good use of what funds we do get.
For more information provided by APHIS, you can go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.